use, what would you use?
Colored person. I hate that word.
Which one?
Negro.
You do?
I do. I hate that word.
Huh. So if somebody was real mad at you and they were going to call you something, the thing that would make you the most angry, what would it be?
Well, I hardly know. I'm so hard to get mad. I don't get mad.
Would you get mad if someone called you what you just said?
Yeah, I would.
Anything else like that?
That's right. That'd make me mad.
If they called you what?
Called me a nigger.
Oh, if they said that?
That's right.
And if they said Negro, would you like that?
Either one, I wouldn't like that.
Uh-huh. Will you say both of them for me?
Yeah. Negro and nigger.
And did they used to call that?
Oh, yes, ma'am. They still do.
Do they?
They still do.
It's real interesting because, you know, the city people say, call me either black or Negro. They say, don't call me a colored person. And the country people say, call me a colored person. Don't call me a Negro.
That's so right.
How do you know what to say? You know, one says one thing and the other says the other.
That's right. That's right.
But the city Negro people say, call me Negro or else call me black. Did anybody ever call you black?
No, not to my face. Uh-huh, I've been called black. I'm satisfied.
But, see, in the city, they expect you to call them a black person, not
That's
a
right.
colored person.
That's right. Sure do.
It's different.
Different. Much different.
Well, that's interesting to know. So you don't like to be called those two things?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Uh-huh. Now, how would you normally refer to a person like me, say? You said you'd say yourself, you're a colored person, and what would you say about me?
I would say you're a white person. Okay. It's a white lady.
And suppose you were real angry at me, just like you told me what you don't want to be called,
you know,
and you wanted to get back at me real bad, what would you call me?
I would say that white lady come here, and I don't like what she said or what she done.
Uh-huh, but you wouldn't say anything like other people use those words. What would you use?
I would say, well, she's white. I reckon that's why she'd have said what she said or did what she did.
And suppose you were real angry at a white person. You wouldn't say anything like they would say to you, Negro or something?
No, ma'am.
So you don't think there's anything that you would say?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it carelessly. He just didn't pay attention and he broke it. You'd say that the man got awfully... what about it?
Mad.
Pardon?
Mad.
Okay. Suppose he was really mad. What would you say?
Well, I would say he shouldn't have got that mad. That's what I would think.
But another word instead of mad, if he really was that mad, what would you say?
Well, I'd say he got too mad for no more than what was done.
Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired. Like I have been.
Have you?
Ooh.
You get tired?
I've been so tired till it took me about half the night to get rested before I could go to sleep. It's tumble and toss till I get rested. Then it's near about time to get up.
So that's the word that you would use?
That's right.
Suppose the school nurse sent a little boy home from school because he didn't feel good in school, and you said the little boy what at school?
Was sick.
Uh-huh. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say he feels sick.
In his stomach.
Where?
Sick in his stomach.